I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico State Legislature, led by Democrats, passed an abortion bill during the 2021 legislative session, and it would have repealed the 1969 abortion ban. Except when it came time to replace it, well, it wasn't. And that is the crux of a lawsuit filed by Roswell oil and gas producer Larry Marker. Also, State Senator David Gallegos of Eddy and Lee Counties is a plaintiff in that lawsuit, which was filed on Monday in 5th Judicial Court in Roswell.
So when we repealed it, there's nothing put in place. And so we've had some discussions, and thoughts are that if you remove it without putting something in, that it would revert back to the last law on the books, which is the 1963 version.
Which did what?
The 63 one just totally outlawed abortion. I don't know if you noticed where the governor came out with an executive order. And in our discussions, she wouldn't have done that if they didn't realize they've got a problem. And I think what we're trying to do is paint her into a corner. I think she's going to have to clarify and possibly call a special session to work with the abortion issue. And if she does that, I think it's going to be political suicide.
In that executive order that the governor signed on Monday, it will protect access to reproductive health care services here in New Mexico. The plaintiffs have yet to hire an attorney, and instead they are electing to go at it alone. Roswell police on Wednesday arrested a man they believe is responsible for a string of vehicle burglaries that occurred in Roswell this week. RPD spokesperson Todd Wildermuth explains.
A whole string of vehicle burglaries here. We believe that we can connect him to those, and we believe he probably did more.
Because the investigation is ongoing, police have not revealed who that suspect is. Eddy County and J&H Services will begin reconstruction of Lee Street north of Happy Valley Road on Tuesday, July the 5th. The project consists of removal and replacement of the existing bridge along with the rehabilitation of Lee Street in Carlsbad. The Family Festival, hosted by the Lee County Sheriff's Office and other local law enforcement agencies that participated, raised just over $35,000 for New Mexico Special Olympics and the Lee County Legends. The goal was to surpass over $20,000 from last year's inaugural event. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.